You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Here on the line, joining me from, I think, Hamilton. Very sorry for their loss. We have Fables coming on to have a chat about their latest album, Changes, a slow-moving beast. We'll also be talking about their tour and their show at Pearl Diver on St. Andrew Street later in the week. Good morning to you, Jess, Fables. What do you prefer to be called?
Some people call me Jess Fables because Jess is, there's not a shortage of Jesses about. And it's like a good way to start identifying me.
Okay, but, I'll call you Jess Fables.
Yeah, you can call me Jess Fables.
Are you in Hamo at the moment?
No, we actually drove we drove home last night through torrential rain.
Sheesh. Bit scary, bit fun. A bit of adrenaline.
It was okay. I think there was an accident. I think there was a terrible accident just before we, Finn Johansson and I missed like seeing it, but big love to whoever was involved with that. Other than that, we are safe.
That's good.
That's great.
When you're driving between Christchurch and Dunedin, be prepared to see a few accidents because the road is really straight and boring and there's nothing to see for like an hour, and so people have their guard down, and then there's like always a crash just out of Christchurch going south. Mentally prepare for that. I hope it doesn't come to that. It is 4:20 today, you know, it's a pretty big day for a lot of people around the country. Do you plan on celebrating it?
I dabbled in my youth, for lack of a better word, but my grip on reality is pretty loose at the best of times, so yeah. I don't need to do that.
You don't need any encouragement.
If you were to listen to the album on today, I would suggest listen to Someone I Know. I feel like that one is a good vibe, or Altered Realities. The mixing notes I gave Dan were space western. So if you want to step into that world, go for it.
I reckon also the opener on this album is nice and spacey to listen to.
Yeah, there's some sparkly little floaty spacey moments.
Yeah, we'll talk about the sound of the album in a second. Oh my goodness. With an album title though, like Changes, a Slow Moving Beast, when you're thinking of this beast, does it come to you as like a big sort of like cattle beast? Is it like a mythological beast? And is it something you could wrangle or you have to live with harmoniously and accept?
I would say it's mythical. It's a mythical beast. Or maybe a beast that was extinct. Like it probably existed once, but we don't see it a lot now. But I think everybody has their own interpretation of it, and I think that's really beautiful and important. I like the idea of giving a personality to change, or like looking at change as a creature.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of have more empathy for it.
Totally. I think it's good to think about all sort of emotions and aspects of life as something that's physical, you know.
Yeah, something that is rather than something that happens to you.
Completely. And in question with this beast, is it a beast of burden? Is it something that you can, like, that you just have to live with and try and navigate?
I'm still finding out. I think it can be tamed. I think some people have a really good grasp on it.
Maybe not domesticated, but tamed for
sure. But not domesticated.
We can't, you know, farm it.
No. I'm still figuring it out.
Mm. Well, I want to touch on how this record's been released, because it's out on vinyl already with a digital release slated for later this week. Was this sort of a mini act of rebellion against the streaming services?
Yeah, it was Record Store Day on the 18th.
Oh, hell yeah.
The date right. So I just kind of, it wasn't a particular Record Store Day release, but I just wanted to, support bricks and mortar in the stores and give people a chance to hold it in their hands and share it between friends for a week if they want, you know, and then because of the business side, we do have to release it on streaming services. So we were like, let's just do it a week later.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. That's a good way to do it. And it's awesome to have something physical as well.
Oh, yeah.
Feels amazing. In 2016, I saw that you opened a painting and sculpture exhibit with the same name as the record, where you explored ideas of transformation, decay, and preservation. Why did those ideas come to you then?
So I grew up in Helensville, which is, for those that don't know Auckland, it's pretty west. And if you go to Helensville, you don't go into the city very often, like if you live there. And so I grew up in 21 acres of land, and we had a creek that bordered the property, and heirloom fruit trees, and it was very sort of rustic and wholesome, but quite lonely. But also I loved like Furbies and Barbies and plasticky, you know, those like little tubes with the, you shake them about and they got the sea creatures in it and they're kind of squishy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like there's just a lot of sensory things going along that were completely contrasting to the environment that I was in. And so I kind of thought about how I fit in with all of that, and Changes a Slow Moving Beast was the name of the installation that I did. And I never thought about it again after that. I was kind of, and I thought I was becoming an adult at that point. Like when I was making that, I was, you know, at uni thinking, I'm a big girl now, I'm doing this thing about growing up. And then now I feel like I'm a big girl doing a thing about growing up. So I recycled the title.
It was like a decade later, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Completely.
That's nuts. Do you anticipate that you'll have another sort of moment where you'll crash out and then think that you're an adult?
Yeah. I think part of the learning is like, I'm never sure if I'm like falling apart or becoming.
Yeah. I did read that.
We're just kind of circling the edge of imploding or rising to the occasion, and I don't know. Well, I'll keep you posted.
please do. When we spoke in October last year for the release of Sundown, which was the first single off this record, you were writing it while couch surfing in a period of turmoil. You know, how much of the album was conceived in this period?
I'd say 90% of it was either began in this period or was about emerging out of that period. And then there's two songs, Mini Bar and Someone I Know, songs that I have been holding on to since the EP. Like I had written them before the EP and I was saving them.
That was 2018, right?
Yeah, I think that's correct. I was saving them for the album and I never recorded them right until now. They feel right now.
Mm.
So if you count that, then the album's taken many, many, many years. Did I answer your question or did I ramble?
I think you did. You said 90% of it was written in that period of couch surfing where you're that's it. I mean, when I talk to you about that, the more I think about it, the harsher it is. Like you couldn't fall asleep, you weren't quite awake, you're in a bit of a limbo period. And it sort of speaks to a lot of the themes on the record of maybe abandonment and huge relationship change. There seems to be a real core theme on this thing. Like on the track Eyes Closed, which has a great line, I would have loved you with my eyes closed, which is just absolutely heartbreaking. Really heartbreaking. Yeah.
Doozy, that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And another thing I want to talk about is Cacophony. That's a pretty raw track where lyrically you sort of want to retreat to a simpler world where you don't have to worry about change. Do you think that's sort of the thesis statement of the album? Because it is the second song.
Yeah. It's kind of the first track, I feel like in my head, it's taking someone by the hand and sitting them down and kind of when you're in therapy, they have this thing that therapists use is called finding the window of tolerance for the person that they're working with. So sometimes there's a big thing to say, but you can't say it yet because it's the first session, and they freak out and leave and never come back. Not that I've ever I'm not a therapist by any stretch of the imagination, but I really liked framing that with the record. And so the first track is kind of like we kind of find each other's window of tolerance, and then the second song we say the big things.
Yeah.
And then throughout the album we unpack it a little bit, and by the time we get to the end I say, every time I find the meaning of life, when I reach it again it moves, which is like, you know, talks about how we never really know. We think that we know what's going on, and then when you go to find the lesson, sometimes it's not what you thought it was in the first place.
Mm. It's like with people who spend their life in academia, they have a there's a great quote from a lot of them where they're like, the more you learn, the less you know. Like, the more you focus in on this thing, the more you realize you actually know nothing about the subject you're an expert in.
Yeah, exactly. And so this album is very much about being human and not claiming expertism.
Where do you think the meaning of life has moved for you now?
It's somewhere in between high hopes and low expectations, I think.
Is that going to be the next album name?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's a pretty good line.
It's sort of a mantra that I've been saying to myself, like, over this release period and things. Like, I have high hopes. Like, I'd like to imagine, you know, best case scenario, and then, but then putting no pressure on it.
Yeah, yeah. I felt that recently. I'm moving to Wellington, and I've got all these aspirations of getting a certain job, and my partner and I are looking for a certain place, and it's just, that's a good way to live. High hopes, low expectations. You know.
Hmm. You can do no wrong there, I think.
Completely.
You can't be harmed if you are not fearing the worst, but hoping the best.
Mm, yeah, totally, totally. In terms of the sound of this record, as we mentioned before, there are like trippy, psychedelic, electronic and ambient pockets throughout this thing, like the choral vocals on the opener and some of the ambient tones on Cacophony, I noticed. Where does that come from?
Oh, so many things. I had Enya as a reference track. I don't know if I should tell people this. I loved Enya, Return to Innocence, you know, like the I Won't Do It, I Won't Sing It For You. But if you hear the song, you'll be like, oh, that one. Oh, actually, it was on a cinema. It was on a cinema advert with somebody skiing with no clothes on recently. and what other reference tracks that I had for mixing and mastering and sounds and things? I don't know, it kind of cast the net quite wide, I guess, in terms of things that I'm in. Oh, Massive Attack, did I say that?
No.
Love
me some Massive Attack. Yeah, you see, 3D from Massive Attack got arrested for a Palestine protest the other day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
So what was it?
It was Massive Attack, other reference tracks.
Oh, yeah, nice. Basically it's just a bit of a departure from folk music. Like, there's nods to it, and I don't think it's so so explicit that it shifts the genre too far out of folk music, but it's enough for me to feel like it sounds like an amalgamation of all of the music that I like to listen to.
Mm, yeah, it feels like it's not out of the woods on folk music, but it's not also super invested into folktronica, which is what the kids are calling it. You know, you've got a pretty exciting time coming up. You're going to be touring the South Island very shortly. You're coming down here next Thursday, and you're touring with Marley Marley. I had the privilege of speaking with him the other day about his new track, Croatia. How long have you known him for?
Since the beginning, almost. I'm pretty sure I made my dad take me to one of his gigs when I was probably not 18 yet.
Wow.
And he's not that much older than me. I just couldn't get in without my dad. In case you're like, how old is this man? For a while. He sang it last night at in the show Hamilton, a song called Swims Alone. And I used to just thrash that all the time. Mm. And so to hear it live
at your show
either
yeah
was really special.
That's so, so cool.
And I have to tell you, the shows are this week. Don't try and come next week. I'm pretty certain that
they
I
are
leave.
This week.
I leave this week.
yes. It's this Thursday, I believe, at Pearl Diver that you're coming down to Dunedin. Have you been spent much time here?
I played the folk club once.
Oh, true.
In probably 2019, and I haven't been again.
Okay, well, it's going to be awesome to have you back.
I'm so excited. So excited.
Hell yeah. I'm very excited to see it. I can't wait to witness it. Thank you so much for coming on the program, Jess Fables. I really appreciate it. Happy 420. Do you have any final thoughts, words, or considerations to leave our listeners with?
I think it's financially a bit rough out there, so if anybody wants to come to the gig and they're like, oh, I don't want to buy a ticket, or you can't pay the same price or whatever, just send me a message on Instagram and I'll sort you out.
That's so nice. That's so nice of you.
That's the least we can do.
That's a good way to be. All right, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Cheers. Thanks. Thank you. All right, folks, that was Fables. We're talking to Fables about their new record, Change is a Slow Moving Beast. They are playing at Pearl Diver this week, this Thursday, with Marley Marley at 8 p.m. You can find tickets from undertheradar.co.nz. Be sure to support local artists. It's awesome. And by local, I mean from New Zealand. Don't give any international artists money. We've got Fables Eyes Closed to play next, and then we're going to have a chat with Griffin from Critic about this week's issue. You are listening to The One. Keep it locked. Bye.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.